life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. Sacred Society, what up, what up? This is your boy, 20 CEO of Sacred Apparel, the world's number one inspiration, motivation, urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast episode
21.
Yes. Well, we will be discussing life, relationships, the Bible, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
How to live that sacred life. Welcome, you all. Today's topic, it's going to be a kind of touchy one, but I feel it's a well-needed one. It's called One Breath Away. Are you ready? Okay. And the reason behind this topic is I recently had one of my best friends, a childhood friend, pass, and it just caused us to look at life a lot less, look at a lot of different things.
Especially when you see death in people that are in their 40s.
Yes.
And you happen to be in your latter 40s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Latter 40s.
Yeah. You got the big exposure.
But yeah. So welcome. Welcome. Miss Johnson. I used to say good morning, but it's not morning. It's afternoon. Mm-hmm. Late. So how's your day been?
It's been great. I've been podcasting on the Overcoming Daily.
Killing it.
Yeah, two back to back. Hallelujah.
This is number three.
This is my third podcast
number
for today.
Three for today.
I'm finishing well. I'm finishing with the Sacred Life Podcast.
There you go. There you go.
On a great topic, too.
So. Yeah. Yeah, very. So, how about the week? Oh, my goodness. The birthdays this week.
Yeah. We have three birthdays back to back.
To back.
To back.
So
yesterday was our 12 year old's birthday. Yeah. She turned 12. Today is our granddaughter's birthday, who turns 2.
Yep.
And tomorrow is a big day because our oldest son turns
18.
Our baby boy is becoming a man.
So tomorrow we're kicking him out. He gone. He grown.
He's still in high school.
Yeah. So, we're not rushing time. Just being funny. But, the kids are growing quick. A lot of birthdays in January.
Yes. And we believe in celebrating family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always try to have like family get together.
Yes.
During birthdays. Not necessarily like the big old parties that some people do. But we were just talking today about how when the Johnsons get together, it's an instant party.
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily need to even invite friends because the family in itself is.
We are the party.
We are the party.
We're the party.
Huge.
There's so many of us.
How many kids did we have at the party last night and they were all family members?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, goodness.
About 12.
Yeah, we have
about 12.
We have 6 that we're still raising. Then we had.
And then we had 2. One that wasn't here.
I'm not talking about the big kids. I'm talking about kids.
They still. I didn't even count the kids. I count the little kids.
Yeah.
So I didn't even say kids. You had one that wasn't here. So
6 and 4. It's 12. You're right. You did good. Yeah.
I don't think I went right.
So we had 12 children at the party, and there were, and then we had our son-in-law who's grown, and then our daughter, one of our daughters who's grown. So
yeah.
3 adults, 12 kids.
Yeah.
It's ranging from 17.
We're really 5 adults counting us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Did y'all see that? We're going to act like that didn't just happen. I need to go through my 3M stick stuff.
Don't explain it. We're cutting it out.
You're not cutting that out.
Yes, we're cutting it out.
It's not. It's
where were we? We're cutting production. That out.
Girl, anyway. So, would you like to get us started with prayer?
Yes, let's start with prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory, Father. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the listener. We thank you for birthdays.
Yes.
We're talking about seasons here, Father.
Life.
Yes, we thank you for birthdays. We thank you for the transitioning from this life into the next, Father. We trust that you work in every season. You're working. Mm-hmm. You're working. You're working. So, Father, we pray for the listeners that they would have ears to hear and a heart that's soft and ready to receive such a sharp word. Thank you, Father. for your word, it can be sharp. It is sharp like a sword. So we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of your son, Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That didn't even click in. The name of it is death. We're talking about one breath away in death. And then we're talking about birthdays, which is life. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I was praying. Wow. As I say, it's a spirit. It's the spirit of God that brings everything together and interweaves it. Like last week we were dealing with death and this week we're celebrating life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's so amazing. It is so amazing. So with that being said, we probably should start with Ecclesiastes. So what was the title again?
The title is One Breath Away from Death.
One Breath Away from Death.
Now listen. And then parentheses, are you ready?
Right. Don't exit this podcast. Listen. Okay. You're like, well,
because we're all one breath away.
Yeah. You know, you might be like, well, I get it. I know it. Listen, entertain what we're saying for the moment. Let the Spirit of God work and just take it to a deeper level, a deeper appreciation. So we're going to start out with Ecclesiastes, which...
3:1.
3:1. You want to read it?
Yeah. It says, for everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven.
Hallelujah. And then you go a little bit further. You know, it says a time to be born and a time to die. Mm. We did not plan this conversation about birthdays. No, it just happened. So, like I said, we were celebrating birth and life yesterday. We're doing it again today. Willing, we'll be doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we can take a break maybe until March. But there is a time, and we are just a breath away.
Yeah.
A breath away. And you're like, well, we know this. But do we know this? Because if we really knew it, what's different? Like, you know, I guess that's the thing that challenged the listeners is like, what's different? If you know this, what, you know?
Right.
When we know something, there should be some sort of evidence of change in our choices and our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
It's like a person riding around with no insurance in their car, and then they know they're going to get in a wreck. You know you're going to get in a wreck, you're going to have insurance in your car, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think about, why would you ride around with no insurance in your car? Why would you walk around in life without your insurance policy?
But you know what?
But
you might if you've never gotten pulled over. Okay? So people, like, they get away with driving without insurance.
Well, I did it for years. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm saying.
Like, what is insurance?
No,
like,
he has insurance now.
He's got insurance.
But.
It's like, why am I paying for insurance? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is that, but it's the same concept. Like, you know the law.
Yeah.
The law says if you get pulled over, you're going to get a ticket. But you're counting on not getting pulled over.
Yeah. Just like a lot of people are counting on not dying.
On living. Like people will say, people are like, well, I've got time to get it right. Yeah. I've got time to serve.
It was like, how do you know that? How do you know what I'm saying? What makes you think
that? You just might just get pulled over, and that being pulled over put you in a hearse.
I know that thing. Mm-hmm. And you'd say it more than me, but it's like somebody's like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. First thing she says is, y'all willing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all's willing. This is in his plan. I mean, we pray so, but it's not promised.
Right. He is the holder of life.
Right.
He is life. And we have to take it seriously.
Right.
Let's read James. What does James say about life?
James 4:14 says, why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
Yes, and there's another scripture that talks about, what is that scripture? Where it talks about how we are like grass or flowers or something to that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing it, but I can't.
Chafing wind, yeah.
Yes, and that the wind blows upon us and we are no more. I'm trying to think of what that scripture is. Life is going to blow upon us and eventually all our petals are gone.
Psalms 103:15.
What's it say?
As for a man, his days are like grass.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Grass.
Or wild flowers that quickly bloom. Hallelujah. Man's days like grass. As the flower of the field, so shall he flourish.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Our days are numbered.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was seeing grass and then I saw a flower.
Yeah.
It's interesting how the Father will speak to us in our memory. So, you know, His word says that He is truth.
Mm-hmm.
So why? He's not a liar. There's no lie in Him.
Right.
And yet we seem to believe a lie that we have, that we're not like grass.
That we have nothing but time.
That's right. Think about grass. You know, your grass doesn't know when you're going to come mow it.
Right.
And it's going to get cut down low. It doesn't know.
Right.
It, you know, even if it was able to predict or to, you know, logically look at things, it can only correlate that you're going to mow every so many days. Right.
Right.
You know, and the friend of yours that passed away was my cousin. That's just,
Yeah. You're
younger than me. You're younger than me. He was not anticipating that death was going to be knocking on his door.
At all. Because I hit him. I mean, it's like a few days before. And I'm like, how things going on your end, man? He's like, I'm good. I'm pulling through this thing. I'm bouncing back.
He said, I'm pulling through this thing. I'm bouncing back.
I'm bouncing back. And then it was about 3 days later. We get notified that he passed.
And it happened suddenly. Really? It did.
Yeah.
It happened suddenly. I just wanted to share the scripture. It's Numbers 23:19. It says that God is not human, that he should not lie. That he should lie. Not a human being, that he should change his mind. Mm-hmm. His word is true. If the scriptures is the inspired word, not if, it is. It is the scriptures. It is the inspired word of the Father. If we see in Psalms that we are like grass,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, we are like the wild flower and the wind blows, come on, we can see it in the natural how long a flower lasts.
Right, right.
And, you know, how grass has difficulty enduring certain seasons, right?
Yeah.
And that was just the case with my cousin. He was going through a difficult season health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if we want to throw the C word out there, the other C word.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have cancer, okay, the other C word. Yeah,
COVID.
Yeah, and he was getting through it, but it wasn't COVID that necessarily took his life. It was the impact of the symptoms on the body.
Yeah.
And he died prematurely. I mean, anything before 70 years is premature.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, bless his soul, he's resting. But so back to the title. I want you to say the title again. I think people need to hear it.
One breath away from death. Are you ready?
And in some ways, we're one breath away from eternal separation from the Father,
mm-hmm.
or eternity with the Father.
Yeah.
And we should use each breath to draw us closer to Him.
Yeah.
And in alignment with Him. And really, we don't draw He draws us in. He's the one that changes us.
Mm-hmm.
No one comes to conversion without Him. But we certainly can either lean into it or resist.
Right.
So we get that thing with the prodigal, right?
Yeah.
We are going to be a slave to someone or something.
Something.
Might as well be Him.
Might as well.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best master.
The R.I.
Yes. Because, you know, some people, like, they're a slave to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Then that sin could be selfish ambition. Mm-hmm. It could be vanity, meaning, like, into yourself.
Many things in this world.
It could be.
we're going to act like this is just happening again.
That one is
the same one.
I feel like the devil's just coming and plucking these things off.
It's the same one.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, and it happens to be right there. It could be over here.
Yeah.
It could be selfish ambition. It could be finances. Oh, my goodness. Spirit of mammon, right?
Yeah.
Could be relationships where you're so obsessed with, you know, all your relationships. I know mm-hmm. people that have been obsessed about their children and their husband and not giving God, like, anytime.
Anything, yeah.
Mm-mm, not giving God any time.
Yeah. So it's all in what we do with that time that we do have. What are you doing with that time you have?
Right.
What are we doing with our life here? What are we investing in with our time? You know what I'm saying? If you got family and kids, are you invested in your kids? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's actually the book I'm listening to. I sent y'all a clip of it where he's interviewing the devil right now. And he goes on talking about different things and the things how we waste our time on. And the devil just give different reasons of his investment in us, like how he's so confident on things, because it's like all we have to do is just not think for ourselves and not do these type of things.
And, be distracted.
Yeah, and it's like he said, and all I got to have is the parents. He said, because the parents are going to automatically teach their kids to do the same things that they do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just a vicious cycle that happens to go on. So if we don't invest in our kids and
spend time with them. And that's, you know, and that's why it's important what we call ourselves and the things that come out of our mouth, and that they're not things of vanity. Sometimes we're prophesying to ourselves. We're encouraging ourselves, meaning, of course, it's the Spirit of God working in us, but we are partnering with that.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like where we talk about, you know, we say we're sacred, that because that's what we do, you know, from Sacred Life Coaching, Sacred Apparel. We say we're a sacred society. So listen, guys, it's important with what you align yourself with. You align yourself with your career.
Mm-hmm.
You align yourself with your role. I'm a mom. I'm a dad, I'm an engineer, whatever. But what are you saying about yourself spiritually?
Right, right.
I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror.
Outside of that career, what are you?
I am a believer, an active, professing, walking believer.
Right.
We need to prophesy over ourselves.
Yeah.
Through the word, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And remembering, you know. But I know one of the things that the Father's really worked on me is that... and you've heard me say this, like, I ain't got time to waste.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, and I know a lot of people say that, but to me, it means something so deep. Like, it's me
You said you ain't got time to waste. I ain't got time to be playing around.
Exactly. I don't have time to be playing around. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
What do you have time for? You get to determine that.
Yeah.
Meaning, what is the meditation of your heart? What are you putting your hand to? You know, like some of us get involved in drama. And drama doesn't bring
anything. Doesn't produce anything fruitful. Nothing fruitful.
Mm-mm. Which brings us to the next thing that we're the next scripture that we wanted to share, and I think is that scripture. Let's see. That's Matthew 13:44.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
Hallelujah. Read it one more time.
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
Hallelujah. So the question is, you know, the field is actually life. The time that we have, you know, have you discovered the kingdom? And if you have discovered the kingdom, are you selling everything you have to invest in that into the kingdom?
Right, right.
Versus seek ye first the kingdom and all these things shall be added unto
you. Are you investing in it?
Yeah.
Does he invest?
What have you sold? What have you released? What have you let go? I know with our personal testimony, like we just was walking in faith. I say just in faith, but
we're still walking in.
Yeah, but we didn't have full understanding of what was really happening.
Mm-mm.
See, when the Father calls you by faith, you're not going by sight. You're going by a word.
We didn't have full understanding,
Yes, but we're walking in faith,
blindly.
But
yeah.
Looking back from the position we're at now. We can say that the Father was actually calling us to we're getting these downloads from, you know, from him saying, you know, you need to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get rid of this. You need to give this away. You need to sell this. You need to do it at any cost necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And any cost necessary. And we didn't realize at the time, what a blessing.
Yeah.
Like, what a blessing. Like, we were in obedience. We were seeking the kingdom first and it wasn't even really a conscious thing. Like, oh, I'm going to seek the kingdom. I'm going to sell this. No, it was obedience.
Yeah.
So walking in obedience.
Sure, obedience.
Will bring you in alignment with his word.
It will. It will.
And so we forsake. And
that walking in obedience goes back to having fear. Mm-hmm. The fear of Yah.
Reverence.
What was that? What's the scripture I was reading today? It's talking about the fear of Yah. Mm-hmm. If we fear him, we'll be obedient to the things that he tells us to do. And we'll have faith in him. We'll trust in him and his plan. He has the perfect plan. So when he says do something, it's like, let's do it. I'm with it. So, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know what's around the corner, but I know you said go. You want the best for me. I know your plans are perfect.
Right. And so this is the reality is that you know, you come across this house that's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you barely have enough money, but you got enough to get it. You may have to sell some things or whatever, but you've got what you need to purchase that land, that house.
Yeah.
And you know inside that house that there's a gold mine.
Mm.
There's oil. There's oil underneath on that property. You know it.
Right.
How hard would you work to go and get that valuable asset?
Mm. Diligently.
Right. Well, that house is available, that land, that property is available to all of us today through the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah, it is.
So, but some people are just not willing.
Don't get it. Some of you just don't get it.
They're not willing to humble. This is about humility. Humility says, you know what? I'm going to do it Yah's way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it his way. I'm going to do it his way.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe.
So ask yourself, are you being humble? Are you using humility?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to be humiliated?
Well, yeah. Mm. And that's a reality. Humiliation will come for the unbeliever or for the wicked and lazy servant.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Because if we knew we were going to pass, trust me, there would be things we'd want to line up or get in order or change or do differently.
You would think that there are people that know they're going to pass and their life becomes about them even more so.
Word.
So they're filling their bucket list.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you would think. But the carnal man wants to be celebrated. Can I just say that again?
That's right.
The carnal man wants to be celebrated. So, you know, when you get ready to die, he says, you know, and even people that are on death row, what's the last meal you want to have?
Oh, yeah.
Food is not for our spirits. Who's it for?
Yeah.
The carnal man.
Flesh, yeah. So you can feel good for that last for that last breath.
Exactly. Well, you know, and it is, so just to think, like, if you knew you were going to die tomorrow, you'd probably, if your mind's not right, your heart's not right, your mindset, your heart's not right, you're going to still be having vain conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to still be seeking to comfort self and get that comfort. And then if you're not aligned right, but hopefully, ideally, we would... ideally, the believer would meditate on the scriptures, look forward to meeting their Savior, and make sure that they've got their things in order if they're able to. Like, you know, have I made arrangements for those people that need me?
Yeah, yeah.
Have I, you know, brought resolution with the people that maybe I've had problems with in the past? You know, last night you were talking at the birthday party about a nurse that's on her deathbed, and she was sharing how she had switched babies out
switched out 5,000 kids.
Yeah, just mixing babies around, like, you know, that was the devil.
Yeah,
it's twisted. But on her deathbed, she had enough sense to come clean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I think that's good. That's good. You hit him in the head with enough.
Yeah. There's just one other point I was thinking. So we just need to
talk about investing, what we're investing in, who we're investing in. I mean, bottom line is just get right. That's some get right.
Live today like today's your last day, because it just might be.
It may be.
And I know one thing, when I'm, you know, on my last breath. I don't want to be. It's how we finish. Scripture tells us it's how we finish.
Finish well.
So today is the last lap. And if you get into tomorrow, tomorrow's the last lap.
Yeah.
You know, how are you finishing? Are you finishing strong? Are you striving towards the finish line? And you're like, well, Anna, what does that look like practically? Are you forgiving people?
Right.
Are you professing your faith through your words and through your actions and your resources?
Yeah.
You know, if you say you have faith and you're greedy, your faith is compromised.
Yes. It is. Let's look at the Proverbs 27:1. It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what's going to happen.
Don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
So, yeah. Oh, praise God.
So closing scripture.
We're going to close with Matthew 7, 21 through 23.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Master, Master, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them,
depart from me.
I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
So, and you know what that says to me?
Or lawlessness.
What it says to me is our life is going to be it's going to be tried. It's going to be tested.
Constantly.
When we stand before the Father, our life is like, it's going to be tested and tried. And if it's not one that's been like a life of worship, sacred life,
I got you.
It will not withstand the fire.
Right. Right.
There's no getting in on a curve, guys. You're either in or you're not. And so our life has to. This, you know, it goes back to the sacred life. Our life, we have to live life sacred. Our life has to be true, authentic, and it has to be a life of sacrificial living. And we're sacrificing for the sake of the kingdom, because that's what we were created to do.
That's what we're called to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we thank you all for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. You got anything announcements? Anything you want to say before we close out?
No, just, you know, I just would encourage the listener to really, you know, take some time to meditate and reflect and evaluate, like, have I sold everything for the kingdom?
Yeah.
For the kingdom of heaven.
We'll just sit back and look at
what is it that what is it that you're holding on to that you need to let go of? What is it that you need to sell to go deeper into the kingdom? We need to go bankrupt. We need to sell everything we've got.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if we release something for the sake of the kingdom and the Father has not called us to release it, it'll come back to us.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. There you go.
He has everything we need. It's like, you know, when people join the military and they're living on base and everything, they get rid of some things to gain some things.
Because
there's some liberty about being a civilian.
Yeah.
But there are some privileges and some liberties that come with being a military.
Living on base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, yeah, be sure to follow us on our social networks. Our website is thesecretlifepodcast.com. Instagram, The Sacred Life Podcast. Twitter, The Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel. Today, we're rocking the Kingdom Citizen. She has her Overcoming Daily. I don't even think you had that released on your website yet.
No. Well, I have the Overcoming Daily, just not this color.
Not that color. It's that fuchsia? Mm-hmm. Of berry? Berrylicious?
Mm-hmm.
SacredApparel.net. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Sacred Apparel. Facebook, Sacred Apparel. Twitter, Sacred Apparel. You can follow the Overcomer Coach Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Her Instagram is Sacred Life Coaching. Her Facebook is Sacred Life Coaching LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And her Twitter is Sacred Coach Anna.
Hallelujah.
So thank you for tuning in. And until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
sacred life.